What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, May 28th, 2018. It's also Memorial Day. Welcome to the show here, and hopefully you're having a nice, safe, enjoyable holiday. I do have one comment about Memorial Day. In fact, it's the same comment I have about all the holidays, where they've all been transformed into another opportunity to push product at you. Now, when I was growing up in that little town in New Hampshire, Memorial Day was a big deal because World War II was still a fresh memory for a lot of people. Everybody had lost somebody in that war, in Europe primarily. And so it was a very solemn occasion. There was a parade, and there would be a memorial service up in the graveyard behind the church where a lot of those tombstones had flags on them. And it was a very serious business. And even for those of us really too young to understand what the war had been about, or indeed what war was about at all, we understood this was something very important and special. Today, I look on TV, and all I see is Memorial Day sale. Come down and get a new barbecue. This is the start of summer. You need new patio furniture. Blah, 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 blah. And I get that same thing, whether it's Easter or Thanksgiving or Christmas. It's just another marketing scam. And I feel like our culture has lost something, in that we have forgotten or been made to forget what these holidays really stand for, in the rush to get us back into the stores, wallets and credit cards in hand, to buy a bunch of stuff. And Claire and I had a necessity to go out yesterday. And yes, the malls were jammed. The big box store was jammed. Everybody's out there buying stuff. It's not what the holiday's about. And even though I am opposed to war in general, and especially the current aggression being committed by the U.S. government, I would like everybody to take a moment and just think about what this holiday is supposed to mean. Because whether you agree with the wars or not, those men and those women who take that oath and put on that uniform are deserving of our respect and our remembrance. And we shouldn't let our rush to get a new lawn chair get in the way of that. Because while our government may lack integrity and reject the Constitution, the vast majority of the military people I know truly believe in keeping their oaths, keeping their promises, and they are strict constitutionalists. And we shouldn't forget them. That's what this day is all about. Not forgetting those people who put on that uniform. And it really bothers me that, like so many other holidays, it's been turned into another marketing ploy. And it really does. It bothers me. It annoys me a lot. All right, getting into the show here, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And because it's Memorial Day, the Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three of our program today, because she will not be able to be on the air with us this coming Friday. So you get a double dose of Lady Claire from last Friday and Monday, and you know, I get to kick back and basically be lazy and take it easy in hour number three here. All right, getting into the news around the world here. Apparently, four Russian military advisors have been killed in Syria clashes. And it's amazing the euphemisms that we have here. You know, we used to call it spying. Now it's benign information gathering. Used to call it torture. Now it's enhanced interrogation. And these days, soldiers are all called military advisors. That one actually goes back to Vietnam, where the Pentagon was in Vietnam, but they didn't want the American people to think we were actually in combat. So our forces were all advisors. They were there to advise the South Vietnamese. Of course, yeah, they were in combat. They really were here. But apparently there was a clash between Russian soldiers and some of these U.S.-backed militants in Deir ez-Zor. And two of the injured soldiers died later from their wounds. Two were killed immediately. So this is getting dangerously close to direct contact, direct conflict, if you will. Apparently, Russia has started using the Sukhoi 57 stealth fighter to carry out strikes inside Syria. And apparently they carried strikes in the Syrian province of Deir ez-Zor following that strike by the militants that killed those Russian military advisors. So apparently militants attacked an artillery battery of pro-government forces assisted by Russian military advisors. And they sent in the Sukhoi 57 to basically give them what for. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, you're not going to believe this one. Talk about chutzpah. The U.S. government, which legally has no business being in Syria to begin with, is now warning the Syrian government not to advance on the south, saying that the U.S. will take firm and appropriate measures to protect a ceasefire in southern Syria if President Bashar al-Assad's forces move against ISIS there. So this is how Alice in Wonderland this has become. The U.S. government is telling the Syrian government not to attack ISIS, or the U.S. will have an excuse to attack the Syrian government. That's how bizarro this is all becoming. First of all, the U.S. isn't supposed to be there. Syria has not invited them in. They don't have Syria's permission to be there. And yet the U.S. is still in there issuing orders like they're in charge of things. Now, apparently, according to this story out of the Duran, you know these ISIS fighters who are leaving Syria? Apparently, according to this report, the U.S. is relocating these ISIS fighters who are leaving Syria and Iraq. They're smuggling them into Russia via Afghanistan. So now the U.S. is trying to destabilize Russia, which, well, we know they've been trying to do that for a long time here. But this is just getting bizarre. It's out of control here. Now, there's one little piece of good news that's come on out. Apparently, Israel and Iran are engaging in what is called indirect negotiations regarding Syria, where apparently the goal is that they do not get into conflict with each other. Apparently neither. Well, certainly Iran does not want an escalation of a conflict with Israel. And apparently Israel is backing off confrontation with Iran. So apparently through a third party in Jordan, they're having these negotiations to say, well, we'll stay over here and you'll stay over there and we'll stay out of each other's ways. And I think that's kind of a good thing right now. Maybe there's some common sense starting to break on out over there in the Middle East here. Up in Ukraine, Putin is issuing a warning to NATO that Ukraine is Russia's red line, and warning the Western countries not to cross that red line in relations with Moscow. Putin is saying, yes, there are certain limits that should not be crossed. Respect our interests as well. So basically, according to Putin, NATO's enlargement poses a threat to Russia. And yes, it does. NATO's moving closer and closer to the Russian border. Now, back when the Soviet Union collapsed, NATO made a promise to the new Russian republics that they were not going to expand eastward. And everything calmed down and everybody was friend and we were doing business here. And then NATO went back on their word. And Putin has a legitimate reason to be very concerned about NATO's intentions. All right, let's take a phone call. Francis in Montreal, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'd like to go out on a limb and make a prediction about a world event based on three historical points. The first point is that at the time the Russian Revolution broke out, Trotsky was a minor gangster in Brooklyn. He was given large sums of gold and American cash by the Rockefellers and sent to Russia to create the Red Army and overthrow the Tsar. And when they did, there was Lenin, Trotsky, and Stalin. One of the first orders of business and the underlying cause of the Rockefellers financing them was to send these armed thugs that they'd hired with Trotsky's gold and Rockefeller's gold to Baku, where Russia was rising up as a major oil producer. And that was lowering the price of oil throughout the world. And the Nobel brothers were producing oil there, and they had to run for their lives. And what followed was a massacre of all the oil engineers and entrepreneurs and scientists that were there. They were all stood up against the wall and executed with firing squads. And Lenin declared a week of looting. They burned Baku and its oil fields to the ground, and they concluded by raping and murdering all the women and children of the oil engineers and entrepreneurs. And Russia was crippled in its oil production for the entire length of the USSR, which is rather paradoxical when you think the whole point of communism is to enrich the proletariat. Makes no sense unless you see it as a Rockefeller Rothschild plot to remove competition. The second point I would like to make is that several years ago, we all know this, Hugo Chavez said, I will produce oil at $20 a barrel from now till kingdom come if you guarantee that the price won't fluctuate. This should have made everybody rejoice. Instead, Chavez was vilified as the biggest scoundrel on the planet, and immediately Venezuela was laid siege to by all the whole corporate elite of the world. And now Venezuela is crushed as people are humiliated and impoverished. And you go online and all the shills are out there just crowing with delight that the Venezuelans are reduced to beggary for the wicked crime of offering to pump oil at $20 a barrel. Okay? I was just reading, I stumbled over this on a journal on the weekend, Oil Price, it's called. And there's a good article from March 6th of this year. Nigeria can produce oil at $20 a barrel. The Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation can produce crude oil at around $20 USA a barrel. But there are plans to bring this even lower to U.S. $15 a barrel, the company's group managing director, Mekandi Baru, told media. And Nigeria's pledged to keep its oil production 1.8 million barrels daily after OPEC asked it. I predict that Nigeria is now in the sights of this world power of oil control price, and that with, like you can see, there's AFRICOM, and we already are getting evidence that there's a lot of special forces activity in Africa. There's articles in the New York Times. I predict Nigeria is about have all hell break loose on its head for having the audacity to propose this. If I could add if I could add one appendix to this as well. Yeah. During the election campaign, Donald Trump said, when we invaded Iraq, why didn't we take their oil? And this was a question that was never answered. He says, we could have paid the $5 trillion that we spent on the war in Iraq with the Iraqi oil. Why didn't that happen? Well, something did happen with Iraqi oil, but nobody's talking about it. What happened was a pipeline was built with three or four big U.S. military bases along the pipeline to Haifa, and the Israelis were selling that oil. Yes. And where did they sell it to? They sold it to communist China. And since the Iraqi war, communist China has been getting top-grade Iraqi oil for $15 a barrel, according to Tex Mars. The United States, through its $5 trillion war in Iraq, has been subsidizing the growth and tremendous astronomical growth of the communist Chinese, who are murderers. They've murdered 70 million people, and they've been subsidizing the growth of their industry at the expense of Americans, who have to pay what, $168, $180 a barrel for oil.
Well, it's not quite that high yet, but it's definitely up there. But it's not the first time that Israel got a sweet deal from oil pipelines, because when the pipeline from Iran was going to that tanker terminal in Haifa, Israel was just dipping out all the oil and gas they wanted pretty much for free. And wow. That's why they were very upset following the Iranian Revolution of 1979, because those Iranian students just shut that valve. And Israel got very angry about that.
Well, then I'm not crazy about Nigerians, but the Nigerian people are about to get it. That's my prediction.
Yes, they are. I agree. You know, we know that the price of oil is controlled. Everybody who's hitting the roads this holiday weekend has probably already noticed the price at the pump has gone up 30, 40 cents, which is happens every summer. They charge more because they know the demand is up. And anybody who threatens that profitability becomes a target. That was certainly the case with Saddam Hussein, who wanted to sell Iraq's oil for the euro. Was certainly the case with Muammar Gaddafi, who wanted to sell Libya's oil for the gold dinar. And you're right, Nigeria offering to sell oil for $15 a barrel, there's going to be some reason why those gosh darn Nigerians have to be destroyed.
Yeah, or they'll create some another ISIS, like that Boko Haram, to go and terrorize them. And at the end of the game, their oil industry will be laid waste.
Yes.
Well, thanks a lot, Mike. Thank you for your show, and happy Memorial Day.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Have a happy Memorial Day. We're going to let you go. Getting on back to the news here. Let's see. Apparently, Israel. Oh, we've got Steve Elkins on the line. Let's go ahead and grab his phone call. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? I was just looking at your email.
Yeah, I talked about that. It was a good show yesterday. You know, I had Karen Smith on my show. She's been on a lot of programs, national programs, talking about South Africa, what was going on, the white genocide in South Africa. And she threw a theory at me a couple weeks ago on my show, in that, why is the United States silent? Why are they not doing anything to help the people in South Africa and this, what's going on there, the genocide? And her theory really made a lot of sense. And her theory was basically that the United States won't get involved until this thing gets out of control, basically kind of like a civil war, and then they'll come in as the peacekeepers and basically claim what they wanted all along. And there's a lot of uranium mining going on in South Africa. So, you know, keeping in mind who controls the oil controls the power in the world, and who controls the uranium resources controls the nuclear power and the nuclear weapons in the world, too. I think she might be onto something there. I started thinking about that a little bit. In the United States, of course, wars are for profit for economic reasons, not democracy.
Yes.
And she might have a valid point here in thinking that the United States will come in, basically take over all that, stay the par. They'll go there and they'll be the liberators and they'll, take over everything and basically claim the resources in the ground there in South Africa for themselves and stay and basically build an embassy and everything else, stay there. And I think she's right, because they just certainly don't want China to get their hands on it, and they don't want Russia to get their hands on the uranium. So I think she has a valid theory there that we will get involved, the United States will get involved at the appropriate time and come in as the peacekeepers to basically claim the resources later on.
Okay, so let me see if I've got a good grasp on this. Hillary Clinton and her cohorts basically sell 20% of America's uranium to Russia, requiring the United States to basically plan on invading South Africa to make up that shortfall. Sounds kind of bizarre to me.
I don't know.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for the phone call, Steve. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And, for a holiday, it actually is a busy news day here. Anyway, Israel has launched yet another airstrike in Gaza, claiming that they're bombing Hamas positions. But apparently causing no casualties. At one point, Israel actually employed a tank to fire at what they called a military observation post, and yet the video of the event shows it's just a portion of a fence. There didn't seem to be any observation posts there, but apparently some Palestinians were killed with that one. But one of the targeted sites from the airstrikes was affiliated with the Ezzedine Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of resistance movement Hamas, which has governed the Gaza Strip since 2007. Well, to me, it's not a resistance movement if they're governing the place. They are the government. And apparently Israeli aircraft targeted another Hamas site in the west of Khan Yunis City in the southern Gaza Strip. So Israel is just pounding on those poor Palestinians right now. Next Tuesday, actually tomorrow, the Gaza Strip will set off a flotilla of ships in an attempt to break the 12-year-long Israeli blockade on the Palestinian territory. Now, this is all a symbolic, and Israel will no doubt try and stop this, hopefully without the fatalities that we saw on the Mavi Marmara, where 10 activists were just shot dead by the IDF troops here. But apparently they're sending out these boats that are actually going to carry a number of injured Gazans and patients who are still trying to get proper medical treatment for injuries inflicted by Israel during these March for Land protests, which, by the way, are still continuing. They had one on Friday. So they're going to try and break the siege out there and get these patients to some proper medical care, because Israel won't let them go, won't even let them go to the West Bank. And as a result, many of these Palestinians who've been shot with these expanding bullets have had to have amputations. Their legs could have been saved with proper medical care at Palestinian hospitals in the West Bank, but Israel refuses to let them go. And again, you have to almost admire the Palestinians for their patience in dealing with all of this stuff. Now, in the village of Aqaba, north of the West Bank, families are calling on Palestinian human rights organizations and the government to save their homes from more Israeli demolition orders. And the Israeli authorities have recently issued orders to demolish the homes of 20 families in the village of Aqaba under the pretext of being built in Area C. What's really going on, of course, is Israel is building more of these illegal settlements. They're trying to build so many settlements in a specific pattern. So there's no more contiguous land for a future Palestinian state. Every single one of those settlements are illegal under international law. They have been roundly condemned by the General Assembly at the United Nations. They would have been condemned by the Security Council were it not for the endless series of U.S. Ambassadors out there going, veto, we veto, Israel has the right to build homes wherever they want to, in our opinion. So, now, a little bit of good news. Apparently, the Israeli Attorney General is expected to recommend indictments against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on charges of receiving bribes. Now, I would like to see this guy thrown in jail. But unfortunately, in order to duck the bad press over the indictments, it means that Netanyahu is going to try and ramp things up against the Gazans, the Palestinians in general, probably Lebanon as well. So we'll see what happens there. Apparently, Great Britain has deployed what they call a Type 23 frigate. And it's heading for Britain's national support facility in Bahrain, which was officially opened last month by Crown Prince Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa and the Duke of York. And basically, this represents the largest British deployment into the Middle East in almost 50 years. But apparently this Type 23 frigate has a new missile system developed at a cost of close to £1 billion. So everybody is arming up. They all know a war is coming. What can I tell you here? Now, as we mentioned last week, Israel's top court has literally rubber-stamped Israel's use of these butterfly bullets, saying that these unarmed protesters represent part of the armed conflict between Hamas and Israel, which is rather ridiculous. Now, when we come back from these commercials, a little bit more lunacy coming from Israel's law machine. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about what's going on over in Israel, where Israel's Supreme Court has basically said it is okay for the IDF to use these butterfly bullets, these bullets that basically fold open on impact, resulting in extreme damage, if not death, because it is the view of Israel that these unarmed protesters represent a legitimate threat to Israel, and that therefore this was not a peaceful protest. I mean, they're pulling this out of thin air. Now, the other law that's just been handed down from the Knesset is even more of a giveaway, as it were. Israel has just passed a law making it a crime to take pictures or videos of Israeli soldiers doing what they do. In other words, if you see an Israeli soldier shooting little kids in the head and you take a picture of it, you go to jail, not the Israeli soldier. And journalists, of course, are condemning this law. And apparently this comes all the way down from Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman. And apparently if this law is actually passed, Anybody who takes a photograph or video of an Israeli soldier at any time is facing 5 years in prison. And obviously critics are saying it attacks the profession of the press. It helps to cover up and thereby legitimize the criminal practices committed by Israel. Yes, it does. This is what Israel wants. Israel wants to go on doing what Israel is doing, but they're tired of the condemnation of the world. But they don't want to change their behavior. They just want to get rid of the condemnation. And simply screaming, you're an anti-Semite, Jew-hating, Hitler lover at everybody, that's worn out. People don't fall for that anymore. We know it's a trick. We've had members of the Knesset admit it's a trick to just get us to shut up. And we're not willing to shut up anymore. Not in the face of people being shot with these horrendous types of ammunition that are actually illegal to use in war. And Israel saying that this is a war doesn't get them off the hook for using ammunition that is banned in warfare. Now, Israel's defense ministry has started the construction of an underwater barrier intended to prevent Hamas and other Islamist militant groups from launching surprise attacks into the south of the country by sea. I think Hamas and these other groups would be perfectly willing to let Israel alone if Israel would stop constantly attacking them and blockading them and starving them. I mean, that's the image of Israel the world is getting. Israel sits there with its nuclear arsenal and its U.S.-supplied weapons, constantly bombing its neighbors and saying, oh, we're under threat, we're under threat, we're helpless, we have to go and kill these people. No, you don't. Stop the killing. Acknowledge the Palestinian rights to existence. Just give Palestine what you demand for yourself, a recognition of your right to exist, and everything would calm down. Do you realize that the last 60 years of all of this discord comes down to a simple situation? Israel demands everybody recognize Israel's right to exist, but they refuse to grant that same right to the people of Palestine. That's it. That's the source of all of this. If Israel were to recognize a Palestinian right to exist, to have a state of their own, all the other nations in the Middle East would say, okay, we recognize Israel's right to exist. Let's put down our weapons. Let's get into some commerce here. Let's get into trade. All of that will be settled if Israel would simply grant to other countries that which it demands for itself. But no, we're going to do it Israel's way. You give us what we want, and maybe somewhere down the road, we may decide to do something nice for you. And look at all the bloodshed that has resulted from Israel's one-way demand. You recognize our right to exist. We don't have to recognize yours. Apparently, once again, settlers from the illegal settlements have attacked Palestinian olive groves. Apparently, military tractors destroyed around 1,000 olive and almond trees belonging to local farmers on the grounds that they were illegally planted on state land. That's it. That's the claim. Israel goes on in and says, oh, no. These lands you've been living on for generation after generation after generation, they don't belong to you. They belong to us, and we're going to destroy your crops. And they didn't leave anything. They just absolutely destroyed all these trees. Now, the Palestinians, like anybody else, they just want to engage in business. And exporting olives and almonds are a big part of what they do. And the olives are the hard part. It can take 10 years after planting an olive tree before it produces a saleable, usable crop. And these military tractors just destroyed it all. And apparently this was the largest uprooting operation in the southern West Bank in 3 years. The farmers say, this is our land. And Israel says, nope, it's our land now. Going to knock down the trees. We're just going to take it. It's all ours. All right, let's take a phone call here. Paul in Montana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mr. Rivero, concerning getting arrested for taking pictures of the IDF military shooting children, et cetera, et cetera, does that apply to all of the IDF-trained policemen here in occupied America also? In other words, if I take a picture of a IDF American policeman doing something hideous, will I go to jail? Thank you.
No, you will not. Now, the police like to claim that there are laws against taking photographs of the police out there in public, you know, doing civil forfeitures, beating up girls in bikinis. That happened earlier today. But the courts have ruled consistently because of the First Amendment that, yeah, it is legal to photograph or video police in public behaving badly, because once the police are in public, they have no reasonable expectation of privacy. That has not, unfortunately, stopped police from tasering people who are photographing them doing something wrong, or even smashing cameras. But the response to that is to file civil litigation against the police officer, saying they had absolutely no grounds to destroy the camera, and you get the police or the police department to buy you a new camera. But
my
no, technically, technically, you are allowed to take pictures of the police in this country. Knesset passed laws do not apply here. Go ahead.
My question is, can I be extradited to Israel and be put in an Israel court because I took pictures of an IDF trained policeman who undoubtedly took an oath to Israel?
No.
Not yet, huh? Little next week.
Not yet. Who knows what's going to happen in the future, but not yet. We still have the right to take pictures of police behaving badly, and we need to do that. And we need to put it out on the internet and shame these people. And what's coming on out is apparently this stuff's been going on for a very long time, but the corporate media successfully hid it from us, and now we are acting as our own independent media, and we're showing the rest of the country just what the country is really all about, the police force included. Okay, we're going to take a phone call from Francis in North Carolina. Aloha, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you both.
Aloha, Nui Nui.
Hey, Nui Nui, back at y'all. When you mentioned about what Israel says and what it does and so forth, as far as the government and the military is concerned about, we can do this, but you cannot do that, or whatever the case was. And we might do, might let you do this if you allow us to do that, or whatever the case is. When you're just, of course, you did a lot better job of describing that than I just now did. I just now butchered the blooming thing. But basically, what you described, atypically, puts me in mind of what you called the mafia.
Yes.
Which, quite frankly, is if the Israeli government and the military, being the mafia, is basically manipulating the U.S. government and the U.S. military to their whims, then why don't the U.S. government and the military go on over there, since they are such in love with their captors, and go ahead and move on over there and let the people put up their own government in the D.C. District of Criminals area that used to be, and run the country the way it was supposed to be to start with?
Oh, because there's lots of loot and plunder yet to be had. And Israel is not going to be done sucking the wealth out of this country until there's nothing left to suck.
Sucking and plundering here in the U.S.? My gosh, what else
yes.
are they going to suck? Our blood out? There's nothing left.
If they could find a use for it, yes.
There's nothing left. I mean, the infrastructure is basically turned into a pathetic waste area. I mean, and there's so many laws about, don't get me started here, but you already did. before you know it, they'll have a law out there about when you can go to the bathroom and when you cannot go to the bathroom in your own home.
Yes.
And I hate to say that, because if I know people, as trendy as they can get sometimes, they'll have a bathroom not only in the kitchen, not only in the living room, but also in the bathroom while they're doing the poopy deal, while they're taking a shower. Who knows what? They, yes, I know that sounded kind of comical there. But, you know, if they want to have a TV, if not on their wrist or the toy or whatever, then have it hanging from the ceiling in the bathroom. I mean, a lot of people just go ahead and take a shower out in the public arena and let it be done with if they want to show off their toys. You know, I just don't get it. And then to talk about people being arrested for lewd actions and all that, well, what is more lewd?
I mean, well, you know, here in Hawaii, we have a bit of a problem because, you know, Hawaii is promoted with lots of postcards and posters of topless hula girls and very scantily clad, if clad at all, young ladies lying on the beaches. And tourists come on out here and think that's the way that we all live. But the reality is public nudity is absolutely banned. And I think it's like a $65 ticket if you're out on the beach without the appropriate clothing. And this is a result several years ago of a campaign put forward by Hawaii's citizens who were morally outraged at the amount of skin that was being seen on the beaches. Oddly yeah. enough, all of these morally outraged citizens seem to own bathing suit and T-shirt shops, I should add. But as of right now, there are some private resorts where clothing optional rules will apply. The only public place where people can go skinny dipping is Little McKenna Beach down on Maui. It's not legal, but it's just too remote to be enforced, and that's about the only place. So, they do have rules here about what you're allowed to wear, not allowed to wear.
Well, Michael, that sounds typical because at least at one point in time, it may have changed since then, this day and time, but there are clothing optional resorts in Key West, Florida, where
yes.
almost anything goes, depending on what your taste is or whatever, or lack thereof.
No, there's a lot of clothing optional resorts down the coast of Mexico. And as a matter of fact, when Hawaii's state government did pass that law, closing down the clothing optional beaches in this state, there was an immediate drop in tourism because people who wanted to have clothing optional beaches said to heck with Hawaii and they went down to Mexico.
Well, go figure. I do not make out. If people want to be that clothes optional, then do it in your own home. I mean, if you don't want to walk around in your birthday suit, go for it. But do it at home, for crying out loud. Unless you got a star graving tin body like Bo Derek did at one time, pray tell, whatever. I mean,
well, now you're getting judgmental here, and all I can say without going into too much details is that body surfing takes on a whole different aesthetic at a clothing optional beach.
That's true. Well,
and the whole point of a clothing optional beach is nobody's being judgmental. You just work on your all over tan, you get your dosage of vitamin D, and I think for the most part bathing suits are a hideous waste of fabric. What can I tell you?
Well, that's true too. But when I was quoting about Bo Derek and all that being a tin or whatever, that was not a judgmental comment. It was more an observational comment because back in the '80s or nineties, woohoo, that's a hot look or whatever the case is. Not everyone wapa this way. No two women can look identical. I don't care how much is done to them cosmetically. They're not going to look anything identical at all to each other. So,
well, that's true. That's true. But they're all beautiful in their own way. I mean, to my eyes, Claire's beautiful. I like looking at her when she gets out of the shower. What can I tell you?
Well, okay, TMI.
All right. All right, we're going to let you go then. Thanks an awful lot. All right, phone lines are open here. However did we get on this discussion? Okay. And yes, in my younger days, I was a wild child here. I even got to go skinny dipping up at Hef's place. So eat your hearts out there, guys, here. Apparently, tensions are building over in China. And the headline that came out of this article over in The Sun is a little misleading and a little sensationalist. It's saying U.S. Navy warships in serious incident with China after sailing into disputed waters. There was no real incident. They just sailed into the disputed waters. But again, it shows the ratcheting up of tensions over the South China Sea. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take a phone call now from Don in Iowa. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Mike. I hear you correctly that they decided to make the nude beaches illegal in Hawaii?
Yes.
I'll have to cross that Hawaii off my list now of places that I'm going to go on vacation if I ever hit the lottery and get rich, you know, because...
No, it really did have a negative impact on the tourism numbers here, and I guess they just weren't realizing how many people came to Hawaii because they could work on their all-over tans. There are still private resorts here in Hawaii where you can go clothing optional. Overall, as far as the public beaches are concerned, all of the beaches that had been clothing optional were all shut down. And it negatively impacted our tourism.
Well, there's nude beaches in California still, aren't there? Maybe they close those down too?
I have no idea. It's been a long time since I've been in California. I know Black Beach and San Diego, I think there's still a few. I don't know. It's been a while since I've been
in every place. Europe has some, don't they?
Europe has a lot of them. The Europeans are nowhere near as hung up about nudity as Americans are right now. I remember when I worked in Europe, it was like no big deal. It was just there.
Partially nude, topless anyway.
Yeah, a lot of topless, especially at the beaches and stuff. Getting back to California, when I did live back there, there was this place called Elysium, which was basically up there in the mountains north of Malibu. And it was a very beautiful place, very carefully kept. It's since, unfortunately, sadly, gone out of business. But that was a very nice place where you could just sort of go and just be yourself.
Well, I like that movie. I don't know if you saw the movie High there. It's kind of a comedy about Hawaii. Did you ever see that one?
No, I don't think I did.
This guy, it was on, I think it was on Amazon Prime for a long time. Maybe it still is, but this guy, it was a slapstick comedy. But the guy goes there to Hawaii and he's doing smoking dope and all this, and he goes, but he does go to the nude beaches. But then he went to what's her name, the actress Roseanne. He went to Roseanne's place at the macadamia plantation.
Yeah,
and he tried to bust that place. It's pretty funny, but I don't know. I go to the poor man's Hawaii. It's the Philippines. Didn't take as much money. Yeah, the same thing. Of course, they don't have nudity. They're Catholics over there. They don't even like you not wearing a shirt.
They're a little more rigid than here in Hawaii. Right. And every once in a while, you'll see women who are briefly topless here on our beaches. Mostly, they're just getting the sand out of the top. Anyway, listen, we got to let you go, Don. We got to take a break for station identification. And we're going to be back after these few words.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.